I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Michael Lombardi.
You couldn't get me to buy Mitchell Trubisky if you had him at a discount rack at Seeley's basement.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider.
The Bears, I mean, they've got to play too many hard games coming forward. They got to go to Green Bay and play Green Bay. They're behind Seattle. They're behind the 49ers. The Rams are ahead of them because the Rams beat them. I don't see how they get there.
Looking at the league from a front office perspective.
I want to have a convention of the Mitchell Trubisky MVP voters. I want you to come out of the closet. Like, I want you to come out and say, yes, I did. And just own it. Just, we all made mistakes. I've had bad draft picks. You got to own it. Like, you got to own it. You know the guy that's probably ripping my ass on Twitter? It's probably got an MVP ticket for Mitch.
Michael Lombardi, every Wednesday with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score. The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And on the line is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. You can listen to him on his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on radio.com or wherever you get your podcast. Insider calls brought to you by the gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz. And Michael joins us on the El Pamonte Ford hotline, El Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Morning, Michael.
I'm doing great, guys. How we doing, huh?
Well, I got to tell you, Bears alive, playing meaningful games in December, a winning record, a great performance from Mitch last week. The kid is better on the run. He's more accurate when he gets his running game going, and they got it going against Dallas, which is, again, a struggling team.
Yeah. I mean, look, they're 4-1 over the last 5 weeks. I think, you know, he's almost got his yards per attempt to 7 over the last 5 weeks, which I think is going to be the mark. And, you know, he's thrown 7 passes over 25 yards in those 5 weeks. So there is some progress. I think there's no doubt about that.
And it, how much of it is his progress and how much of it is Matt Nagy's progress? Because we always see them as somehow intertwined. And we hear that Nagy can only run a certain number of plays. He can't open up the whole playbook. But maybe he's come around a little bit, too, and is doing what Mitch does best.
Well, I think, look, you've played the Giants, right? That's one of the worst defenses in football. Detroit is arguably the worst defense in football. And the Cowboys play basically a high school coverage. So, you know, and the only game that you've struggled against are the Rams, who are run by a really good defensive coach in Wade Phillips and have a good defense. So it's 4-1, beating the opponents you've had to beat. You know, both the Detroit games were close games. You've won, made it. I'm not sure that these are games that you say, okay, here's where the progress is. I think the next coming weeks, Green Bay this week, Minnesota, I think these are the ones that are really going to form your opinion on MVP Mitch. And if he's good in those games, then, you know, then build around it. But I do think you're right. I think that he's got to be able to run the, for some reason this year, he decided to stop rushing. He decided to stop using his legs. And when you don't have to defend, you know, first of all, let's be real honest, you don't have to defend him changing the play at the line. He's not Tom Brady. So your mind, you don't have to worry about his mind. His arm, you've got to worry about. And then when he removes his feet, then all of a sudden he becomes a one-dimensional quarterback, and that becomes a problem.
Michael, could he play well enough in the final three games if this progress continues, if the Bears conclude at the end of the season that they won't seek a free agent veteran to come in and challenge him for the starting position?
I mean, look, you know, I'm sure Ryan's going to want to do everything possible to make sure that MVP Mitch succeeds. For me, I'm not buying it. I mean, look, you got to evaluate your players against the level of comp and certainly give them credit for what they've done. And you've got to beat the teams you've got to beat. In the last two games against Detroit and Dallas have been great games for them. But I think, you know, at some point to win the North, to be able to compete for the highest level, you got to beat good teams. Now, I don't think Green Bay is a great defense. I really don't. I think Green Bay is an opportunistic defense this week. But playing in Lambeau, playing in for a lot at stake, I think that's going to be a great indication. And he's got to play well up there. I think those are going to be the games you really got to mark yourself against. Because there's a reason why, you know, I mean, He's had three runs over 10 yards in the last 5 weeks. Two of them came in the last game. I mean, he should constantly run. He had 10 attempts last week. Going into that game, I mean, he's had 25 in the last 5 weeks. I mean, that's what he needs to be able to do. He's got to run the football.
I really enjoyed your column this week in The Athletic where you talk about the New England Patriots. You obviously have great insight into that group, and I think we're all kind of watching it and wondering if they have enough weaponry. I know they've tried a lot of things, but, you know, Father Time seems to be catching up to Tom Brady. I don't think anyone is questioning that. Where do you stand on that idea?
Well, look, you know, I just talked about Mitch being three-dimensional. We know Brady's never going to be three-dimensional, right? He's never going to beat anybody with his feet. He's got to do it with his mind and his arm. And when he doesn't have time to throw the ball, which last week they got their butts kicked up front. They really did. They got their butts kicked up front by Kansas City. I know that doesn't sound right, but they did. And I think that that's the more is the problem in their offensive line. And when you lose their left tackle, Trent Brown went to San Francisco. Isaiah Wynn has filled in. He's been hurt, but he played poorly last week. They've got to get their offensive line back. I really, to be honest, I think Tom's not really as bad as I thought. I think a lot of it is the contributing factors around him. He doesn't trust receivers, so he's not going to throw the ball to somebody he doesn't trust. I think that's part of the problem he has. But their offensive line has been a real issue. Until they can control the line of scrimmage, losing Gronk, they didn't replace Gronk. I mean, let's face it. And so teams now blitz them because, A, they know Brady can't move, and, B, you know, you have no matchup outside that you're worried about. You say Edelman, well, people double Edelman, and he's not going to be the guy you're getting the ball too hot. When you throw the ball hot or you want a matchup, you got a big guy, Rob Gronkowski, 6'6", against a 5'9 player, you're going to win that every time, even if he's covered. So there's a lot of factors going into what's wrong with the Patriots. They have 4 weeks to get it straightened out. Is it doom and gloom? It doesn't look good, but that doesn't mean it's over.
Sticking with the Patriots, Michael, your knowledge of Bill Belichick and that organization, what did you make of the accusations that they went into, they taped the sideline signals by the Bengals as if they needed an extra edge against the Bengals?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a ridiculous story. I think that, you know, I know people say, well, Lombardi, you're an apologist for Belichick. Look, well, I tell you, the Kraft production group, which does these stuff, is so far removed from the football operation, you'd have no idea. And for Bill to do anything that would even indicate he's trying to gain an edge, it's just not the way it is. I spent 3 years with him. I've spent 25 years with him. He ain't doing that. I mean, that's not happening. And I think this is just really a story that has kind of perpetuated itself. I'm not sure what they filmed. You couldn't see on television, or you couldn't see if you put somebody in the stands with an iPhone and recorded it. Like, really, seriously, if you want to steal signals from another team, and trust me now, trust me on this. I know numerous coaches, and I know one guy who used to travel around for teams filming the opponent's sideline, because back in the day, I'm so old that we would have to relay signals in. Now with the helmet-to-helmet communication, you don't do that anymore, right? So this, to me, is really a nothing story that has nothing to do with the football operation. Did the Patriots do something wrong in Cleveland? I think they probably did. Does it relate to the football? Absolutely not. And I think that, like Deflategate, okay, I think it's a non-story. Deflategate, I was there for that. I didn't understand it then. I don't understand it now. I don't understand how they could find up. I mean, all the whole facts of the story are ridiculous. You know, it's funny. I write for the Daily Coach today, and it talks about what is truth. You know, when we feel truth. Bob Hope was sitting at home in Palm Springs, and the news broke out that they announced his death. You know, meanwhile, Bob Hope's having breakfast. The Congress, Charlie Army's brother, Dick Army, went ahead on TV and announced to Congress that our legendary Bob Hope died. Meanwhile, Bob's having breakfast. Sometimes what we think are the truth isn't the truth.
Well, I mean, certainly that is the case all over the place these days. I mean, there are alternative facts being talked about. I don't know what that means. But you know, if you follow the political stuff, you know that every conspiracy theory has a thread that everyone wants to pull on. With the Patriots, it's Ernie Adams. You know, maybe it wasn't Bill, but Ernie Adams knew about it, and Ernie is doing.
Ernie's legendary.
Yes,
I mean, what Ernie really does is Ernie's really good on the rules, right? Ernie's really good on the rules. He knows the rules better than Rip Ron Riveron. I mean, I'm telling you, he knows the rules really well. But But I don't think he, I mean, Ernie, and this, like, this is what's so strange about this is this Kraft production, Do Your Job, which the Krafts have trademarked as their own, which is kind of funny. But anyway, you know, this is so far removed from football. And then I think you have to ask yourself, reverse engineer this whole thing. What could the Patriots learn from that film? What could they learn? Okay, could they learn the plays? No, because it's helmet-to-helmet communication. Could they learn where the coaches stand on the sideline? Yes, but you could do that if you just went to the press box. Could you learn what personnel groups come in the game? Yes, but you can do that when you sit in the press box. So what did they learn? What did you learn?
Well, and again, I mean, if you're scouting the Bengals that way, then that's, you know, that means you must be
seriously,
scouting everyone.
You need help to beat them?
Yeah, right.
It's just they haven't earned the benefit of the doubt.
Them.
Right.
Huh?
They don't deserve the benefit of the doubt. They don't haven't earned the benefit of the doubt from people. So
I completely agree with that. I completely agree to, and because they've won so much, that even adds fuel to the fire, because nobody can really understand how they have competitive stamina for 18 years, how they've been able to win for so long. It has to be, you know, they've had to have plastic surgery. They've had to do something behind the shield, because how can they look that good for 18 years? And the reality of it is they got the greatest coach of all time. But you're right. Because of their past performance, they don't deserve any discretionary.
Michael, before we let you go, Matt LaFleur in Green Bay has the first Packer head coach to be in his first season win 10 games. What has he done so well to make that adjustment that everybody was focused on in the offseason work?
You know, that's a great question. I'm not sure they've done anything really well. I think Aaron Jones has been the factor up there. I mean, he's the difference in their team, not Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Jones is the straw that stirs that drink when they get him going in the run game. And I think he's utilized him in the passing game really well. Defensively, now, I'm telling you, defensively, you can run the ball on them, and you can throw it, and you can make plays. The problem is they can make some plays on you. The negativity plays that they create and the turnover plays are really how they win. And I think they've done a good job of not beating themselves. Rodgers doesn't throw any interceptions, so they don't beat themselves. And half the battle in the NFL is avoiding losing before you can win, and I think that's what Matt's done a good job with.
Michael, we'll let you go. I know that Drew Locke was injured in the preseason and was unable to play, but now that he's back, it's almost the perfect scenario for a coach and general manager on a losing team where you suddenly have a quarterback that gives the fan base hope and you can come out of that season maybe keeping your jobs because, John Elway's not going anywhere, but you can, if you're Vic Fangio, now you got the quarterback to go with your defense and you can sell that to the fan base.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, look, Vic's 5-8, right? I mean, he loses two games on a horrible roughing the passer call.
Yeah.
And, you know, so he's easily, I mean, he could be 7-5. I mean, he could be 8-5. And then he loses to Jacksonville. I mean, there's about four games that Denver should have won this year that they've lost. And they're 5-8. And they're 6-8 or whatever the heck they are, 5-8. And they could easily be ahead of the Raiders who are declining going down. So I agree. I think, I mean, they've hung in there. They've played really well, and they've played good defense without Bradley Chubb. Von Miller's not having anywhere near the season Von Miller's had in the past.
Great stuff, Michael. Thanks a ton. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael.
That is Michael Lombardi, radio.com Sports Insider. And Insider calls are brought to you by the gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz. You can listen to Michael on his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on radio.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.